AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's marked a year since the deadliest attack in its history. The siren in Jerusalem this morning at the time of the Hamas-led raid that killed some 1,200. The war in Gaza has since left more than 41,000 Palestinians dead. President Biden marked the anniversary, too.
At the White House.
Thank you for being with us.
The President and First Lady stood next to Rabbi Aaron Alexander in the Blue Room. As he recited a traditional Jewish prayer for the dead.
For the souls of the holy ones, men, women, and children who were killed on October 7th.
The President then lit a memorial candle, stood for a moment of silence, and made the sign of the cross. The White House says he earlier spoke with Israel's president to mark the anniversary. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5, as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path toward Florida. Forecasters say it could come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, where evacuations are being ordered. Meantime, recovery efforts continue after Hurricane Helene. And Ed Donahue reports FEMA's administrator continues to push back against false claims about the federal response.
At a campaign stop recently in Michigan, former President Donald Trump said Vice President Kamala Harris spent all her FEMA money to house illegal migrants.
Including $1 billion for gift cards for illegal aliens and putting them up in luxury hotels.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
the fact is, no money is being diverted from response needs.
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says this kind of talk is demoralizing and it's setting off more disinformation.
I've heard rumors that if you take our $750 and don't pay it back, we're going to take your home. Absolutely false.
FEMA has dedicated part of its website to providing accurate information to questions and addressing rumors on its response to Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A long Sunday in the NFL opened in London with the Vikings beating the Jets 23-17 to remain unbeaten at 5-0. It ended in Pittsburgh well after midnight.
Dak Prescott threw a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Tolbert on 4th and goal with 20 seconds left, giving the Cowboys a 20-17 victory over the Steelers.
Just wanted one more op at it, and luckily we had the 4th down, and it was special to get it back to Tolbert. He did a great job of coming across the field, getting open. Offensive line did a great job on that play, allowing me to stay in the pocket.
Pittsburgh had just taken the lead on Pat Freiermuth's TD grab with 4:56 remaining before Prescott took Dallas 65 yards for the game-winning score. Prescott was 29 of 42 for 352 yards, a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns and two interceptions. Both teams are 3-2 following a game delayed 85 minutes by thunderstorms. I'm Dave Ferry.
Monday Night Football has the Saints in Kansas City against the undefeated Chiefs. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.